Talking further about the sixth-generation Ford Mustang, deliveries are now taking place on this iconic GT fastback and convertible, with all 4,000 allocated this year pre-sold. I talked late last year about the 2.3-litre turbo EcoBoost four-cylinder. This week I drove V8 Mustangs on the road and track. I didn't like the manual six-speed in the GT fastback, a heavy clutch and gear shift making shifting hard work, and to me they're old school. The six-speed auto with manual paddle shifters provides faster shifts, and you don't have to take your hands off the steering wheel to shift gears. This aspect alone means you have greater control of the car at all times. Ford have done a great job on this latest model. A new fully independent suspension has given it excellent handling, and it sits flat on the road at all times. Ford have sharpened their pencil, the GT fastback V8 auto at $59,990, the convertible in auto another $6,500. Both bodies excel in style and presence, the iconic Mustang on a modern theme with excellent torsional rigidity, high-strength steel and aluminium front mudguards and bonnet have saved weight, while huge ventilated disc brakes are a match for the performance and are fade-free. Dislike, sadly, the dashboard has poor ergodynamics and is old-fashioned. On the outside, the new Mustang, particularly in red and yellow, has a real presence. The interior, unfortunately, doesn't excite in the same way. It could have been so much better. I'm David Berthon.